Did you have any special place to put this stuff? Well, evidently not.
Most people had big old shop built outside, you know. You know, we call it like a garage you could have today. And they'd have, a little shop in there, and they have boxes in there. They'd put their wasted stuff in. Which we didn't have no cans store like we did now. And we had tall cans every once in a while, but then we didn't have any cans. We didn't use much canned goods on our own jar and candy.
Yeah, I think cans are wonderful compared to bottles. Cans will rust away and disappear. Those doggone bottles just last and last
and
forever.
This one, you break one, cut your foot.
Pretty plentiful along the highways out there, I remember, so.
Yeah.
Down here on the beach during that
road. Beer cans. My goodness, the road has been plastered with beer cans.
We went downtown the other day, down here at this bridge. It was a solid line of cans from one end to the other in beer cans.
Oh.
I'd be particular if I had one. I wouldn't throw it out on the highway. I wouldn't want to ugly them up.
Yeah.
I think a fella's wants one thing out, he ought to put in his corn when he gets a place where he can put it away. What, out in a ditch or somewhere else, where he stop the water from running or something like that, it'd be all right.
Yeah, or if he's put it out in the gas station.
Yeah.
We always have our car full of stuff like that every time we go someplace. Old papers will accumulate and napkins, and then when we get where we're going, we can clean them out. But I don't like to throw them out in the road.
I think it's a pretty road, don't you?
Yeah.
It's a pretty thing. We want to keep it that way.
What did you used to call it when your wife would do the dishes in the morning and then maybe dust and sweep the floor and make the beds and things like that? What would you say she was doing?
Just cleaning the house wouldn't be much.
Yeah, I guess that's supposed to be.
Tell you about the old time. You want me to tell you about how they wash in them old days?
Yeah.
Well, in them old days we had tubs just like we do now, but sometimes there was barrels cut in two, you know, these old, like vinegar barrels, you know, salt and half in two. And they had benches and they put them up on there and they'd get the water out of the creek, you know, and they'd wash on the washboards, you know, they had little rub boards, and sometimes they didn't have boat rub boards, they had to have them made, you know, made out of plank, you know, and the ridges made across it. Sometimes the old women folks would use a battling stick. They'd bring them out on another board and battle them, you know.
Yeah.
You've heard of that.
I never did.
Beat the dirt out.
I said I never did do like that, but the old kind of people did, but I never did. Use a rub board in any day.
What did you bat them for? To get out the grease or just dirt?
Filth and stuff.
Did you ever have one of those washers that you had to work by hand?
No, I never did.
Well, I've heard people tell me about that. A woman said on the ranch where she was a girl, she always had to work that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lever, and she'd have to pump that lever. And then they got one that worked with a wheel, and that was much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they got one with an engine.
Yeah. We have Maytag now.
You never bought any washer. We moved down here and spent 5 years ago.
Oh.
The first we ever owned. We still use rub boards
and they
come down.
Oh, they're handy. Do you like it?
Rub boards?
No, your washer.
Yes, sir.
It's
fine.
Doesn't that save a lot of time?
Saves lots of vacuum.
Well, you can go out there and pile up this porch full of clothes. In a couple of hours, we can be done.
Hmm. Is it an automatic?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Just open the door and throw them in, huh?
No.
It's just Maytag.
It's one of these kind of open washers.
Uh-huh.
The thing just whirls them round and round.
Uh-huh.
Half around back.
Takes all the rubbing out, though.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it'll clean them.
Yeah.
If you put the soap to them, it'll get the dirt.